Yeah, it is a relief. I felt like I was always obviously going to re-sign, but I did take my time throughout the year and waited for the right moment to do it. And I'm relieved to sign on, yeah. And I really enjoyed my first year, and I guess the off-season's kind of given me an opportunity to reflect on my first year and reflect on the club and our future going forward. So, I've been thinking about it the whole off-season, and then, it was an easy decision to make.
Tell us about the club. I mean, we sit down here and Sam said earlier, probably the most spoken about football club, but there's still so much that we don't know. What is it like in 2019 at the Gold Coast Suns?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, I've never been really in another club environment, so I don't have much to compare it to in terms of culture. But, I feel like the culture there is really strong. We've got a good group of young players coming through. We've got a lot of really good, strong leaders at the club, and all the coaching staff are really committed to us going forward as well. So it's really positive signs.
What about just life in the club in general, a day at the Gold Coast Suns? For those who don't know, the club's situated right next to the beach. It's pretty relaxed up there. It's a nice place to be. What does a week at the club look like for you? You're spending a lot of time at the beach. How close is this young, tight-knit group? And, you grew up in footy heartland, Ben, playing for one of the most notable schools footy-wise in the country. And in Haileybury, you would know the difference between being in the footy heartland in Melbourne as opposed to somewhere a little bit off Broadway, which can be good in the Suns.
Yeah, I guess I found it refreshing in that sense that the football isn't such a massive part of everyday life when you're not at the club, and the media commitments are much less, and the public commitments as well. In terms of a week at the club, I think the one thing that stood out for me is that because a lot of the boys there are majority interstate, we're kind of like a family for each other. So not many guys have friends outside of the club up there that I hang out with when we're not at the club. So everyone kind of hangs out with each other outside the club, and we've built a really close connection based off that.
Is that how you say it, Mark?
Yeah, it is. One, it's a great place to train hard and work hard, but then you get a balance in your lifestyle. You don't have to walk down the street and get besieged by people. So I think it's got the benefit of that.
But, and you would have witnessed that in your time at Hawthorn?
Absolutely. And it can be tough for players, particularly marquee players, I think, to deal with that in Adelaide, Melbourne, Perth in particular. But the other thing is all of these guys would live within sort of 3 or 4 k's of each other. So everything that we try and build around the club in terms of, Ben used the word family, we talk about that, and there's such a great opportunity to really connect players to each other, but also to our coach and to the club and buy them into where we're going.
Have you had any conversations with the players privately and Isaac Rankin's re-sign about playing football long-term together, or do you find it's more of an individual thing and you don't touch on that when you're together?
Yeah, absolutely. I think with the young players in particular, like Isaac signing, and he was kind of saying, come on boys, come with me a little bit. We speak about the future, and we know that if we all stay together and commit to the club, it's going to be a very exciting future for us.
Would you speak to other players going forward about re-signing that haven't to this point?
I'm not really like that. I think everyone has their own time frame on when they make decisions. I'm confident in the structures and the culture of the club that that the majority of the time we'll be able to get guys to stay if it's the right fit for them. So, I don't go into that too much.
Dave, why 2 years? Why'd you settle on the number 2?
Because he wouldn't take 22. you want players to sign because of all of the things that they see ahead for the place. Whether that's going to be 2, 3, 4, almost doesn't matter. If you get the key planks right, we've worked really hard as a club. Strategy led by John Haynes and Craig Cameron and Stuart Dew to really change the football program. Now, that's a lot of parts of the football program, change the coaching, the conditioning, the game plan, but also the playing list. And that means using last year's draft this year and probably next year to bring in really high talent through the draft, and then to fast track the development of that talent and to build the culture that keeps these guys committed to each other in the club. Now, easier to say that in a quick sentence than it is, but it's a 2 to 3 year program. And over the time, we'll add mature players to that, and it should take the Suns to a very different spot.
You're listening to Trade Mornings for IG Markets. Sam McClure and Nick D'Alessano, joined by the man of the moment, Ben King, re-signing at the Gold Coast Suns, and the chief executive of the Gold Coast Suns, Mark Evans. Ben, when you made the decision, how long after was the call or text to your brother Max, and what was said?
I was kind of talking Max through the whole process as we were going. So he had a good idea that that I was going to sign on. And yeah, he was very happy for me. He thinks it's the right call to make as well. So yeah, he's stoked.
Wasn't trying to lure you over?
A bit of tongue-in-cheek from time to time from him, but nah, he just wants the best for me and for me to make the right decision.
You could always do it the other way and get him up.
I've tried. I've been in his ear, but he's pretty happy at the Saints.
Ben, take us inside your last 12 months. Now, this is probably more off-field, but the speculation about the way that people have spoken about you, I mean, you're trying to find your feet at AFL level. You've had a great first 14-odd games. What does it feel like when you hear people constantly talk about your future? They know where you're going to play next year. The Saints have already got you signed up. How does that feel, and how do you act or react to those sort of conversations had without you actually speaking at all?
Yeah, I guess it doesn't faze me too much because only myself and the people close to me really know what I'm thinking and what I'm going to do. So so everyone that really matters to me would read them and yeah, not blink an eye about it. But yeah, there has been a lot of speculation. But yeah, I guess my first year, the main priority for me has just been playing football. And I think I was able to focus and lock in on that pretty well and block out all that noise.
Just quickly, how did you find your first year of football on field?
Yeah, I loved it. I felt like every quarter of football I played, I grew as a player and got more confident out there. And yeah, definitely the last few games towards the end of the year, I felt really confident out there. So yeah, I'm pretty excited for what's to come, and I think I've got a lot left in me to get better.
How confident were you on grand final day in the sprint?
Good question.
Not at all, actually. I think before the heat, I was looking around and I was a bit worried. Definitely looking towards Frosty. I thought he was going to take it out. And then around the heat, Frosty was in my heat, and I took out the heat. So then after that, I was pretty confident.
He was half joking by the end of it. He wasn't worried at all. Mark, were you worried about the Saints or the pull of the Saints? Because there's one thing to be worried about another club, but when you've got a brother attached to it, I guess it has a bit more of a personal feel too.
Yeah, there's not too many sets of twins that get drafted into the AFL. So, of course, that's a little bit different. But from the outset, we were about how do we bring all of these young kids through our drafting process and get them settled at the club and make them enjoy their experience. Then to build things off field, and we've built up a really strong, we call it player excellence, but you might call it player development program. And particularly in and around coaching, how do we fast track that development, and how do we build leadership and culture, and all of those things are actually going to bind these players together and help us achieve something.
Can I just ask you about a couple of other players before we let you go?
You can. I probably don't have much information in my brain, but I'll give you whatever's there.
It's probably more Craig Cameron department. Jack Martin, I know you keep updated with your list manager, Craig, across the days. Has there been any more movement there? Are you still confident you'll get what you want for him?
I know there's been further discussions with Carlton, but there's still it might be inching its way there, but not racing its way there at the moment.
Okay. Pete Ryan from The Age reporting today that Zach Smith is on his way back to the Gold Coast Suns. Can you confirm that?
I know that Craig has had conversations with Zach and his management, so that might play out over the next couple of days.
Okay. Jack Lukosius, is he next on your list of re-signings?
I'm hopeful that he's listening. I think he's somewhere in Europe at the moment and heading back to Australia.
Probably so not listening. I hope he's not.
He's probably texting me right now saying, right, let's get it on.
Okay. And Brad Crouch, did you come close to bringing him to the club? Or is there still a chance?
Well, there's still a few days to go, but I think Adelaide's position would be that they wouldn't entertain a trade this year. So, but again, the good question's for Craig rather than a CEO.
And no pre-season trade next year. That's just been, have you had the conversation with the AFL?
I knew that it was on the agenda as a possibility, but the longer that it's gone on, I assume that it probably wouldn't take place.
Dale, any more from you?
No, you've been very good. Brandon Ellis, it was the last one I wanted to speak about. You spoke about getting some youth in next year's draft as well, but the importance of bringing in some mature age players, how pleasing it is to get someone of Brandon Ellis's experience and ability.
Yeah, from my perspective, fantastic experience. Plus, it adds in depth to us in an area that we weren't strong in that we have to develop. So, very good to bring in a double premiership player and try and take some of that experience as well. But because of the position that we're in, it would certainly go early to the draft and bring as many good, young, talented players into the club. But it'll only work if they stay, and then you have to complement that with players who are mid-career. Maybe a Luke Hodge type player over the journey could play a good role for us as well. But if you can pick up mid-career players, they've got 5, 6, 8 years left, then that's an important part of the strategy.
And Ben, before we let you go, what are your short-term goals for 2020? There are not too many 18-year-old 200-centimetre guys that come in and play 14 games and have the impact that you've had. You've probably got to you know, limit what you think you can achieve because you are only 19. What do you want to get out of next year?
I think the main thing for me next year is just seeing more development as a player. I think I've got a lot of room left to grow. My main focus has been putting on size and muscle. So, yeah, if I can get a bit heavier and stronger for next season, I think that'll hold me in good stead.
What are you at the moment, size?
92 kilos.
What do you want to get to?
Ideally, in a few years, I'll be high 90s, 99, hopefully.
Are you a forward or a back? Where's your best football?
I think my best football is up forward now. Ooh. But, yeah, I wouldn't mind swinging down back every now and then.
Easy to get a kick down the back. Start in the back, get a few touches early.
Gives you somewhere forward to go on those windy days.
Exactly.
back and forward. And maybe one for both of you just as we let you go. There's still a couple of days left, but the possibilities of bringing in the best two, not just one, but the best two talented youngsters in the country. What does that mean for this club? And, you know, how excited is it? You're a young team, a young list, a young playing group to get those in and really build.
Yeah, very exciting. I've played football with both Rowley and Anderson. Yep. I think, yeah, they're great guys and also really elite footballers. So, yeah, to be able to bring them in next season will be awesome for our list, yeah.
Well, let's pick one and two.
Done.
There you go.
Done.
Simple as that. Thanks, Kiggy.
We're about to put Kiggy onto our recruiting team, yeah. So he's telling them who to pick.
Well, Eric Hipwood's doing it
online.
It's
part of the contract deal.
No, in all seriousness, there's a lot of criticism for the Gold Coast Suns, Mark. You would have seen and read a lot of that since its inception. We should celebrate the good stories, and this is certainly one. So congratulations, Ben. Well done on your loyalty for another couple of years. Mark, well done on the deal, and let's hope we can see this this team and this club start to build.
Thank you. Cheers.
Mark Evans and the newly re-signed Ben King. This is Trade Mornings for IG Markets. We'll be back with all your thoughts and analysis after this.